The next component I would like just to say a few words about would be how we make arguments during communication. It's the attitude to arguments during communication. And again, on the continuum of this attitude to argumentation, there might be different meanings. Arguments might be linear. If A, then B. If B, then C. And A, B, C all are the phenomenon of the same nature. Or arguments might be holistic, meaning that the arguments are taken from different areas, different fields, and support one another. Then arguments might be based on some sort of logic, but logic itself might be very, very different. And different cultures make arguments in different way. And again, as to the Russian culture, I believe that we are, every culture is specific, but we might not be very logical in somewhat traditional logic. We definitely use different areas and different calibers and arguments of different nature to prove our point of view. And this is even reflected in, again, our linguistic patterns. We are one of very few languages, if not a unique one, where negation and affirmation are possible within the same sentence, within the same language. If any of you have some idea of the Russian language, you will understand what I mean. When the question is like, let me think how to convert it into English. The question of the kind, did you go to Nick's party yesterday? Did you go to Nick's party yesterday? And the answer in Russian would be, yes, I didn't. And sometimes there would be some additional comment. I went to the theater instead. Then a foreigner might get a chance to understand what was meant. But if it's limited to, yes, I didn't, it would provoke total confusion, whether it's yes or no. But this is a common pattern in the Russian language. Ты был вчера на вечеринке? Да нет. Да нет. Да, meaning yes. Нет, meaning no. Ты был вчера на вечеринке? Да нет. Пойдешь к Петру на день рождения? Will you go to Peter's birthday party? Да нет. Yes, I won't. And again, if this one is somehow projected into the way we are communicating in a foreign language with the people belonging to different cultures, how could we make sure that we are understood in the right way? How could people make sure that they understand us at all? There's a very common Russian saying, which in Russian sounds, если нельзя, но очень хочется, то можно, and which might be interpreted into English, if it is, if you mustn't, but your desire is great, then you may. Or if it's prohibited, but you can't do without it, then you may, then you can. And this is what is Russian logic. It is prohibited, but we can work around these things a little bit. And again, you know, that's not good or bad. That might be perceived by very many people as some awful things to do, and some awful things admit that we're doing this, but it's within the framework of someone else's cultural values, not within the framework of our cultural values, because we have been exercising those habits for dozens of years to work around obstacles, to work around laws, because these were not the laws that were constructed or made up by the people. These were not the laws that were protecting people. These were not the laws that we appreciated. And if we had been following all those laws and regulations, we would have never been the nation we are. We had to work around lots of things, and we had a lot had to work around regulations, as well as to work around those hardships that nature brought, and around lots of things, not only to survive, but to develop and to do lots of other things. This is not a recipe. This is not something, if A, then B. I can't provide it, because in every single situation, it would be a different decision, but it would be something which needs a different way of thinking, and something which is supported by a different set of cultural values. That's why when you're talking with the Russian people, either in Finnish or in English or in Russian, and don't get their point, it's not because they're bad interlocutors, it's not because they're bad people, it's because they're different. They're completely different, and in order to just compose something, to make up something together, we have to learn these things about one another.